Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous, and you're listening.
You're semi-cough free.
Thank you.
Yes.
I literally am, which is like incredible because
huge.
What was it?
I said
Sunday?
It.
It's when you said it's really.
I said it. I'm sorry.
I'm dead. But on Sunday, I couldn't stop coughing and I was like, amazing. I'm going to die. And
it's
then
insane.
Yesterday, I was like, what's a cough?
What's
like,
a cough?
I couldn't have defined it. You know
we
what I'm saying?
That. We love that.
We love that.
It was foreign to you. Fully foreign to you.
Fully foreign. I had to look it up. I was like, I personally can't relate.
I don't understand. A dry cough? I just don't get that. Now,
so,
well, I do love that. Well, you were, here's the thing. You were coughing up a storm on Sunday.
Yeah. Yes.
And Sunday was a very fabulous day. Exhausting and overwhelming.
Yes.
But let me just make it clear to everyone.
Yeah.
One of my goals for the year to work on is to receive more. Mm-hmm. And one of those is receiving help. And I said, Jesse, I need your help, which is huge.
You asked for help.
I did ask for help.
Huge. Uh-huh. And then you were really good about receiving it and or communicating.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were feeling overwhelmed or, you know,
absolutely.
Anything like that.
Yes.
I mean, you did great, girl.
Thank you, girl. Because if people remember the last time I had your help with organizing my, like, et cetera closet.
Right.
It wasn't great for me because I just couldn't. I was having a hard time.
Well,
but
you were,
But this time I have been, this time the area of need was my desk area and it had become overwhelming and really debilitating.
Yes.
I mean, it just became like the biggest weight. It's been there for months in this state of chaos. And so it was like, I can't do this myself. Like I really need the help. So I'm already feeling 100 times better. Of course, there are moments of being overwhelmed.
It looks great. I mean, it's like getting rid of stuff, organizing stuff to the way that, you know, is best for you and your mind. And to be like, how do I thrive in this desk? How do I thrive in this desk? How do I make this desk my bitch?
Thank you.
And, you know, purging, obviously, things we don't need is like really important and really beneficial.
Yeah. No, it is.
So.
And one thing that I really needed to purge, and so I just have been ignoring it for the longest time. I have so many papers. Everyone can probably relate to that. Like we just say papers.
If I had a nickel for every paper,
I
mean, that paper would just turn straight to cash, honey. You know?
Look at that.
Easier to store, if you ask me.
Absolutely. I mean, I had like my mortgage. Yep. My loan information from early 2000s.
Yeah.
You know, so it was good. So I now have two trash bags of shredded paperwork that I am throwing out, which feels really good.
Fantastic.
It feels
and
really
what,
good. Thank you.
If I were going to say what the next step for you is.
Interesting.
I know, because you're not asking for this.
I'm not asking, but
you're not asking.
I'm receiving, please.
Thank you for receiving. It's your sentimental attachments.
Yeah. Okay. So that is a harder one, obviously.
Well, here's the thing, right? There's something beautiful, and we all have sentimental attachments to things. But then the idea is it's either sentimental and we want to see it, as opposed to... You just have sentimental that's stored.
Correct.
The idea is maybe one day you'd look through it, but I doubt that happens as much. I think that the idea of either making it like something that's beautiful to look at that really touches you and is, you know, that heart string. I hear you and I see you.
I
You're gonna stop me.
I'm gonna counter.
Absolutely.
Or yeah. add, at least.
Okay.
There are some things that are not to be displayed. But when I have them, they bring me such joy when I when I discover them.
How many of those things should there be?
Listen, I'm not saying.
Like, how many cabinets do you... That's just, we're asking
questions
right
now.
Also,
it's New York apartment. Honestly, you should have seen my home in Nashville. Like,
Right.
You know, like I've
and
really
you're talking
reduced.
To someone who I used to keep every single card that was ever written to me. Yeah. I did. And I had them at one point displayed on my wall, some of them.
Yes.
But there came a time where I asked myself, what is this really bringing me? How often am I looking through it?
Yeah.
You know,
I do think there's a happy medium.
And I do too. And I'm not saying that it all needs to go. I'm saying
Thank
that
you.
Might be the next thing that you look at. Because a lot of your storage currently is that.
Well, I do have a ton of photo storage, but I
Correct.
Also. That's mm-hmm. hard to let go because it's like all so much happiness is from times past and like people lost. So it's like it's really hard to get rid of photos.
I think what I'm saying is you either like create something for it, right? Like a book or it's like the best.
Books. Yeah. I do have books and it's like, I don't look at pictures of like scrapbooks of mom every day, but every once in a while I pull them out and it brings me great joy. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't need that to be on display. That needs to be stored so that I can access it when wanted, you know?
Yes. The question is how many binders and books?
1,800.
Right. And that's just something to think about for you, I think, you know?
No, I know.
I mean, even the sentence that you just uttered, which is like, one of my greatest memories are in the past.
Yeah.
I want that to change for you.
That's why I'm terribly fearful of the future.
unless we're, you know, and I think that's the idea of like, you know, looking at the future as like exciting, thriving. There's so much like the past is still a gorgeous thing, but my present is also.
Yeah, it's tricky with grief. It's really tricky with grief.
Of course.
So it's you. Would just absolutely freak out by how much growth I have done with the sentimental. It's very
of course.
Big. Very big. So I'm, yes. I could always do better, but I also think that it's a time thing, right? It's like you can have all of this sentimental stuff and then go back through it in 3 years and some of it isn't as sentimental or, you know what I mean? Like you have other things that you prefer or whatever. So it's like, you have to know what you can't. You can't push yourself to get rid of stuff. The sentimental too quickly. I'm a hoarder. I'm not.
And remember, I'm just saying. I think that might be the next thing.
The next step. There we are.
The
and
next
I,
step.
Did you hear me get a little triggered?
Of course I did. I expected it. But I guess that I'm saying that
we
that'll be you know a fun.
We have fun
time, but an interesting time, a thing to look at, you know?
For sure. Yeah, it is
I'm
interesting.
Excited.
When you're in a studio apartment, it's like you have to go through stuff every, you know, and not be so precious
more often than other people because...
Of just limited space.
Yeah.
But anywho, the point is it was a wonderful outcome.
Yes,
because
you have
as
a functional desk,
right? I was stretching. Stressing a little bit, and then you were stressing because of your cough. It was
well, and you were
stress.
Stressing because of my
and
cough.
I was
we all were
because of your cough too.
But yeah, I mean, I was coughing a lot on Sunday. It was very odd. But.
There.
And then see, you brought it up. I don't know why you bring it up. Why?
The other fun thing that we did this week since our last recording is that we watched Netflix's number one documentary.
Yeah.
The Tinder Swindler.
Which was great.
It End of review.
You know, my heart goes out to those women. Oh my God. My heart goes out to those women. Yeah. I also want to make sure that I'm sure there's people who the first thing they want to do is criticize and say, I don't know how they fought. Let's shut our fucking mouths because let me tell you something.
Fucking
love bombing works. Okay?
Girl.
Girl, I fall for love bombing every time. If anything, I'm like, this is an intelligent man who can see a diamond in a rough. So let's not.
He's so smart.
If I get five bouquets of roses, honey, I'm in.
You're in.
But, you know, I think the first thing we have to do is just make sure we're talking about the monster in the documentary. So
for
this man is obviously psychotic.
Yes. And I think at the beginning, it's like, one of my favorite things about the documentary, without spoilers, is that there's action taken.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no offense to the documentary. I don't think you can spoil it. It's like in the trailer,
right?
He's a swindler. Like, we know, we get it. You know?
No, we know
get
that.
More details.
I think it's just like that some of the victims were able to, like, go after. Even though it's
kind of. The worst part of all. Spoiler, I guess, is just like our system of government, like we have no repercussions. Like,
no, there's no repercussions.
It's the same thing like that other documentary where it's like the guy served blank and he's currently at a pool literally doing the same thing.
Same
to this
fucking
woman.
Thing.
Because it's not punishable. Like, I don't know how whatever the fucking loophole is.
The problem is that it happens in like different states for only a certain amount. And it's like,
and people willingly give the money. I mean, I don't know what the loophole is of it, but it's like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's sad to watch. And I think that as I watch it, I always say, of course I could fall for this. Like,
absolutely.
Of course we all could.
We all could.
So, that's the saddest part.
It's just like, just because we wouldn't fall maybe for his antics, there's an antic that we would fall for. You know what I mean?
Oh boy, is there. Like emotional drainage. Like who knows what I would do.
Exactly. Like I'm personally not attracted to private jets and
I'm not attracted
I'm
to
not
the
attracted
flaunting wealth necessarily.
Absolutely. But
I'm not attracted to dropping a pin and saying, get over here. That would be my first. I go, I'll drop a pin and you get over here. I mean,
well,
I would never.
We know that.
We know I wouldn't go to it. I would not react well to a drop pin.
No,
be
you would not. But if you had a swindler that did everything for you.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What do you mean?
Like went to your place, like brought
you that would
things.
Be my that would be my swindler. My
adored
swindler would probably
you.
Is homeless.
Yeah,
because he's like, I can come to you. I can, and I'd be like, okay, now
I
it's
love
working.
Being with you in this home. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
You're everything about this is so great. I'd be like, I like him because he drops everything for me and comes to where I'm most comfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how I get swindled. And
no, it's
maybe
true.
Well, how would you get swindled?
I'm how would I get think. Swindled? I think there's a their creative director.
First of all, he's asking this man can't stop asking questions.
So interested
this
in me.
This man is so interested in you.
So
maybe he's even filming a documentary. We don't know.
About me? Absolutely.
Yeah, you're the number one subject and he's getting you to like, but at the same time he is
he remembers things. Yes, he remembers things that I say. Even
yeah,
if they're superficial, because he has
it
on footage,
he can
and
review
then
it.
He like brings me something I said I liked, or
right.
says, "Hey,
see
Claire,
how small it is, you guys.
It's
that's
so
small. Let's take a second. That's small.
You know what would really get me if what? He came over and said, I want to look through your pictures.
I bet
share
I bet.
Family photos. I would say, holy, I will take out a loan for you, sir.
See, that's the thing. I will. Yeah, you,
to,
it's like."
Listen, to fund your documentary? Absolutely.
Of course.
I'll take a loan.
That's the thing. And that's when you know our bar is too low. You know, the bar is low. The bar is low. But
the bar is low. It's true. But it is a fun, it's a sad, interesting watch, whatever.
It is. Yeah,
some people,
it is.
Since it's in our area of expertise, we had to give our opinion for sure.
I mean, we just can't judge.
We
really
simply
can't
judge.
Him, well, sure.
No. Here's the thing. Speaking of love bombing.
Yeah.
I don't want to admit to this, okay, but I need to, because this week was rough for me.
Okay.
I really hate this, but here's the thing. Truth. What? Let's be vulnerable.
I wanna.
I'm bothered by how much 6'10"'s ghosting affected me.
Girl, I knew. I was like, is this love bombing?
I mean, honestly, it
was. Yeah. And that's when I go actions and words. Like, I mean, that's why I was honestly shocked when he was on and just telling me just anyone who that quickly is like, I really like this person. Yeah. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Hold the phone.
Yeah.
Stop. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it really. Of course,
it would bother you.
So it did. I was like, oh, that sucks. And then it was kind of like, oh, well, I pushed him away, which also.
No, you didn't.
Whatever.
Be very careful. You don't blame yourself for any of this.
I know. It's very interesting. Look, I'm pointing. So okay, here's the thing.
You guys.
Something I do.
I love it. It's the best.
Something I do in both therapy and in conversations with Jesse is that if I start talking about something that's triggering, my eyes start to well up and I point to my eyes when
she
it happens.
Loves to point.
I'm like, hey, I'm aware. Let's all be aware.
And look, this is look a sensitive subject, right?
This is a sensitive subject.
Exactly. Absolutely.
I can't hide it.
Now, I love my that about you. Lie. You know, thank for me, you. I could just point at my voice.
Yeah.
Because my voice is the first to go.
I know. It's so true. Yeah. But no, I'm pointing because I felt really shitty about myself last week.
Yes.
Really shitty. And I was like, why am I really down on myself? Like, God, it was so bad. I didn't play tennis last week, which is like one of my favorite things every week. It was just bad. I treated myself poorly. I was disgusted by myself.
You treated yourself the way he treated you.
100%. And it really bothers me that I was so affected by this person that I thought I had mentally at an arm's length. But to my credit, I felt closer to him after the podcast.
Yeah.
And then, so it's like, it really was quite the love
bomb. But the podcast, again, was love bombing. It was
like,
him setting the, I mean, the whole thing in general.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very difficult. Obviously, I want someone to come on the podcast and tell me how much they love you. But I also want it to be earned, and I want it to be through action and not through just words.
Action.
And the whole thing is, in a way, the guy that the bowling guy was very like love bomby and whatever. But also, like, once you state what you need and they give you nothing or, you know, I mean. For me, Mr. Bagel was a lot of love bombing, and then a lot of confusion. And then the idea is it leaves you questioning everything. And
everything.
Like, the worst part is going, what did I do wrong? And the answer is absolutely fucking nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to hold ourselves to higher standards. We have to question when things are starting the pace at which we're going. And if the number one thing we like about the other person at the beginning is how much they like us,
that's a problem. There's my Tinder swindler.
That's a problem.
Honestly.
Yeah. Because.
Yep.
And I get it. It's so attractive when someone really likes us.
Yeah.
But if the number one thing about them is how much they like us, it's like, then I don't. If I can't be at the same level they're at, like, slow and steady wins the race.
Right.
And it's just, it's, I mean, yeah, I mean, I mean, yeah.
Well, the tricky thing is that it's because it was supposedly just a friends with benefits. That's a thing that I'm annoyed by, that I'm affected as much. But it is impossible. I don't want to be someone that isn't affected by that type of behavior, right? Because that means I'm so disconnected that I wouldn't, like, if a friends with benefits is like, peace out. And I'm like, all right, fuck you. They're like, moving on, whatever.
I was affected by Mr. Rain.
Yeah. for sure.
Repeatedly. You know, like, no. It's hard. It's hard. That's a, there is a closeness.
Yeah.
That's what's so weird about sex.
It's inevitable. Yeah.
There's a closeness to sex. There's a comfort to sex that isn't always matching where you are emotionally.
Yeah.
You know, especially depending on, you know, what the pace at which you're going, or there's a real disconnect there that your body can feel closer than your mind, or your mind can feel closer than your body. Or if your body's close, you're like, well, I guess my mind feels closer too, because I feel comfortable. But that's a different type of comfort.
It's different. There's,
and I think it's like, yeah, that doesn't mean anything. And just questioning all of that, or even just being like, okay, you like me, like, I don't know what the fuck that means, but I'm going to just keep you at bay. I'm going to pace you, if anything.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But yeah, I think you were very attracted to how much he liked you.
Absolutely. We just talked about what my Tinder swindler is.
That's what it is.
It's what it is. And I think it's just, yeah, it sucked. It sucked. And it
does suck. It's upsetting because it does feel like somebody lied to you.
Yeah, it's full on lies.
You know, somebody lies.
Like, you could still, like,
it is, though.
I mean, I think to the extreme. I don't think, like, sure, someone can like you, but I don't know why we're going so extreme with it, right? When it's like, I barely, like, I like hanging out with you. Yeah, exactly. But also, we weren't to be known. I think that was the problem. It was like, because we took it to a different, like, friend level, like a different intellectual level of just like talking more,
it's,
and
it's
whatever.
But that's not even like, you know, if you meet someone for a creative talk, you're not necessarily closer to them emotionally.
No, I know. It's true.
I think the bar was so low that there would be no talking. That it was like, wow, we talked. I feel closer, where it's like, right. I'm going to take a pause on this.
Yeah.
Real quick, and just ask myself, like,
yeah,
I understand. I thought I was going to score it a 2, and now it's a 3, but that doesn't mean it's a 10.
No, I know.
It's just 1 point higher, you know?
Yeah, it's very, it's very tricky. And I think I was just ignoring how much it was bothering me. I wasn't connecting it necessarily. I think I was just like, it's fucking winter. I feel fatter than ever and whatever. But then it was like, I'm beating myself up physically a lot. And I think it's because I feel as though I was physically rejected.
Yes. And that goes back to a lot of times when we're beating ourselves up physically, it has to do with self-love.
Absolutely.
And the idea that we were taking our validation based on external
Hello,
hi,
my name is Claire,
right?
And I am sustained on external validation,
and that is you know, a problem, because then we don't have control, and then the first thing we want to beat up on is ourselves, because
how fat we are.
Yeah, I hate that word, and I really hate
it. I know
you
hate
that
word, but
yourself.
I'm just being honest.
You're being honest, but it's hard to hear.
I know. My therapist and I are trying to, we're working on it. She has me right now give myself a high five in the mirror.
Absolutely. Why
not? I'm trying to do that, because it's truly, it's amazing. Like, the highs and lows have felt very extreme this month.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, external validation, making,
like,
not having the external, because I had one day shoot this past month where I was acting. It was great. Like, I just, the high that I have in those moments of external validation, to when I'm the majority of my life, it is me, right?
Well,
and so if I'm not getting any validation, then I sink into this
because
kind
you
of
can't
depression.
Validate yourself.
I can't validate myself. So I'm trying. Yeah. We're working on it little by little.
Girl, we're going to get there, because, I think that the whole point is you can't see yourself the way other people see you. Right?
Right.
And it's until other people tell you that you're able to maybe believe it.
Yeah.
And that's
it. Well, the problem is, like, I believe it. Oh, when someone loves me, I'm like, absolutely. But then as soon as it's like not there, then I really fall. But it's
well,
like,
right, because you don't, because it's like hard that
I know,
you know, you don't believe it yourself. You believe it in others. You don't believe it yourself.
I know. Isn't that fun?
And
always
it is fun. I've been there,
stealing.
Girl. I've been there.
Yeah.
And again, it's like I notice it when it flares up in me.
Yeah.
Like last night I went on a date and afterwards I had
Everybody.
A lot of like weird feelings. Like I had a lot of just uncomfortable feelings.
Okay.
I think it was mostly just disappointment.
Okay.
That I think it's just
often yeah. I feel like you definitely get disappointed.
I do.
Yeah.
And you
That's
know, it's like
balance,
working yeah, working on that because I think I felt so myself and so great. And then in a beautiful way, I'm like, I wonder if I'll find someone as great as me. Like
look at
I wonder if I constantly have to justify why I would have to bring somebody else in. Because I don't, it's like I have to wait for someone who's as great as me and it might take a little. And that's a bummer.
Hello,
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing. But I think it just can be disappointing, right?
Absolutely.
But it's like, you know, that outside validation, it's like the way that you see it.
Yeah.
It's
a constant battle. Because here's the thing. There are periods in my life where that hasn't... I've been able to validate myself and feel pretty confident and pretty great. But then it dips, right? It's like yeah. It's ebbs and flows of self-confidence and self-worth. And
yeah.
and it's just... I think like, boy, oh boy, may I say, winter...
Yeah.
It really gets me. And I just haven't like been exercising as much. I haven't been, you know, it's like I just physically don't feel as good. I thankfully have just remedied this weight, this burden that was in my home, which
yeah.
was my desk area that was
yeah.
like stressing me the fuck out. So
yeah.
thankfully that's taken care of. So it's like, okay, clear. Let's get to it. Let's get, you know, get back to you. And get back
yeah.
to your confidence.
What does that mean? Back to you.
Back to taking care of myself. Taking care of myself emotionally and physically.
Yeah, I think
like
it's
not
like,
eating pints of ice cream because I'm sad. Not eat. You know what I mean? Like just being. Like just being healthier in choices about. That helped me mentally, not just physically, that helped me mentally.
Yeah, you're being hard on yourself, I think,
no,
right
of course
now.
I am.
Like, that's being really hard on yourself. Like, I think the idea, obviously, anytime you're in a situation where you're like eating ice cream, I'm bad.
Well, it makes me feel like shit the next day.
But it doesn't mean you're bad, right? It just means that you're like, I think the question is, why are you sad? Like, what's
know.
Making you eat the ice cream? Not, oh, my actions. It's like, well, where is this feeling coming from and how can I honor
right.
it? Right? Like, I think it's like, what is driving you? What is your intention moving forward for how you want to feel? Like, how, you know, I just think that a lot of times we put, I mean, anytime I start putting any importance into kind of like what I'm putting into my body, it's like
yeah.
I'm masking the other things that I'm putting into my mind.
You're right now doing a sugar detox, though.
Yeah, but.
It's a management of what you're eating for
well,
mental
for me,
and physical health, right?
For me, it's just silencing my voices that I can listen and say, what is it that I'm putting into my mind? Like, what is it that is going through my head?
Right. But
you
I'm
know?
Saying I can't listen to it when I just quickly jump to junk food.
Yeah, it's just junk food is never the problem, right?
No, never, never. I'm saying it's all me. It's my choice of going. That's what I...
I'm saying junk food is a side effect. So the I'm asking what the bigger problem is, not the junk food.
Well, self-worth, we know.
Self-love, even.
Self-love, yeah.
I think you have a pretty good self-worth.
I'm pretty fantastic.
I think. I could be wrong. But
I think I do. I think I think I do have pretty good self-worth.
But listen, it's baby steps. Yeah, and we've got to keep that consistent.
Here's the problem. Okay. I love myself. I don't always like myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's not great. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I think that that's because it's like...
You don't treat yourself with love the same way you treat me.
No, I don't.
I can't. You don't.
I don't.
And that's okay. That's what I want you to change. The kindness of which you treat others is very different than the kindness with the way you treat yourself.
Well, that's unfortunately a systemic problem for women a lot of times, you know, because we're always told to help others and treat others better than ourselves. But I mean, that's something that, I am working on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I asked for help, which is truly one of the biggest things for me.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Right.
You know me. I just want you to be thriving.
You want me crying on my couch on the podcast. And that's what I'm doing right now. No, I thank you. I'm sorry. You did tease a little and I want to go back to it.
Yeah.
And that's it. Someone had a date last night.
Somebody did, you know?
Let's go back. What are the deets? What are the specifics? And then let's get into the feelings.
Yes. Okay. So we were talking on Hinge. He seemed really nice. He was asking a lot of questions, had a lot of patience because we talked through our sickness /my sickness.
Your near death experience.
I took 10 days off, you know, and was like, sorry. Yeah. And he was just very kind and understanding, which I was like, wonderful. And I was excited to meet him. And, you know, he was very nice when it was like, it's wonderful to practice things like, oh, I'm currently not drinking. So maybe we could meet for tea. And someone who's obviously just like cool and understanding. Sure. It's like not a problem is always great. Love so we that. Met for tea at this cute little tea house, which will be my new hangout spot.
Love that. I can't wait to go. Yeah.
And I think, again, it was like the date wasn't bad. The date was like, I felt like I was hanging out with a friend-ish.
Okay.
There definitely wasn't like chemistry, it kind of felt like.
Okay.
But I think mostly it was just in my head. I felt myself making little justifications as to like, well, maybe I like, well, he's cute and he seems nice. But I mean, was I like drawn to him? Did I feel challenged? Was I laughing that much at him? No. Was I funny? Of course. But you know, like it was
disappointing.
Just like, it was a little at the end. It was a little disappointing. But
did you even want to kiss him?
I was wondering if that would maybe like cause a spark. Right. Like, right. I was like, I haven't felt any kind of, you know, sexual, any physical sort of pull towards him that I wonder if I'll feel it if we kiss. And then it was just like, I normally wait for them to make, it was also raining, but I wait for them to kind of make that move. And it was like very much a hug. He didn't.
Okay. So it was a hug and then he parted ways. Do you feel like he also was feeling the same?
I think so. Yeah.
Platonic energy.
Yeah.
Well, that's good that you're on the same page. And I hate that you're disappointed, but it sounds like it wasn't bad. It was just
I'm not disappointed in him. I'm disappointed in him not being somebody I wanted to spend time with. Yeah. Like, you know, he was great for him. I think it was
Of course. He's wonderful for him.
For him, he's thriving.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
But
So,
well,
that's all.
Yeah.
But I will tell you something interesting.
Dying to
which
know.
Is tomorrow night, I'm seeing the guy that I saw in August.
Excuse
who, like,
me.
We went on two dates. He's just a side kiss. The cheek kiss on
the
first
cheek
date.
Kiss.
Guy. Yeah.
And then he like texted.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he was
yeah.
like, I chickened out or something. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, it was very cute. And like, I was like, I think I told everyone, I was like, this guy texts like my boyfriend. Like he texts like he's a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's yeah. like he's checking in. He's saying just sweet things. He's like, there's no question kind of where he's at.
Okay.
And then, you know, I think that I was in the middle of kind of some exploration.
I was about to say, what happened in August? I can't remember.
I was in the middle of kind of exploration. I was in the middle of my parents, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And
you didn't have the room.
I did not have the room. And yeah. I think I was not communicating very well with him. And yeah. I think the most impressive thing for me with him was when I said to him, like, I'm sorry. I can't right now.
Yeah.
You know, it just speaks volumes when someone's like, no problem. Like, I think he said something cute, like, I'll be here as a friend. And then kind of every other month, that's he would just be like, hey, thinking about you, like, hope everything
okay,
is well.
Okay, that's insane. And I adore
I know.
It.
So when I was in London, I got a text, London, where I'm like literally on this amazing journey with myself. I get a text from him, which was like, hey, I just randomly started thinking about you. Just hope everything's going well. And I was like, wow, I'm in such a better place that like, I wonder.
Yeah.
So then we were supposed to see each other. Of course, then I got deathly ill, which I was, I think he definitely took as maybe I didn't want to see him, which I understand in his shoes instead of him.
Well, that is tricky. That is
it
tricky.
It was tricky. I think yeah. it really was. So our plan is to see each other tomorrow night as like, who
this
knows what
big.
It's going to be like a catch up, a friendship. Who's to say?
Who knows?
I think that he's just a really kind person.
Yeah.
That I'm like, it'd be interesting, even if I can, if it's a friendship, you know, if it's more, I don't know, but. And I really don't know. I think that it's more, I even want to just pay attention to the caliber of which he like shows up.
Absolutely.
And remind myself like that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't have. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah. August was not a time to be.
No.
to even look outside for dating or anything at that time, so
it
bad
really
timing
wasn't.
But the fact is right. he hasn't let the timing stop, you know,
right.
like he's held on because he is curious and interested.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think it's more, again, I'm just like that he's just such a kind person.
Yeah. I'm excited. So are you going to a tea house? What are you doing?
We haven't checked in about what we're doing. And
okay.
I think there's a part of me, because I remember last time before I was sick, he was like, do you want me to come to you? Do you want to meet in the middle, or do you want to come to me? And I think that what I am wondering is, what do I want? You know, because
yeah.
I think last time, full disclosure, I obviously rushed things physically because I just wasn't in.
Yeah.
The best headspace.
Right.
You know, deny me a kiss the first date and you're going to get it the
boy,
second.
Boy, oh boy. I've never been more attracted. Tinder swindler,
but yeah.
listen.
Right. So I think even right now, it's like I'm trying to take my time to get to know people. I don't know what I'm doing. So I don't know what I'm doing.
I know. But hello. Maybe in the middle, depending on where. Is he a Brooklyn person?
I think he's
maybe?
Fucking Hoboken.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, well, Manhattan would probably be in between anyway. For
yeah, the first date, I think it was like around 59th.
Okay.
Like that Close area. To, I just
okay.
don't like to travel is my heart is the biggest
I
issue.
No,
it
is
having,
a hard thing for you.
We'll see what I end up doing.
Okay.
We'll see what.
Well, this tea house may be your new date
I think
spot.
It could be the tea house. So I could get tea with him and that would be cute.
That'd be cute.
You know?
That'd be cute.
So
I love that. Now, one, obviously you'll keep us updated on that. An update from last week is you were going to have a vetting call with the matchmaker.
Yes. And I did.
And
it was, a lovely call. The matchmaker was so sweet, so cute. Ultimately, it was really interesting because at one point it came up like politics.
Yeah.
And she was saying, you know, how do you feel about that? And I was like, yeah, they have to be liberal.
Yeah.
She's like, is that firm? I'm like, that's fucking firm.
Yeah.
Because I can't. Anyhow, so then it came, she said, like, this guy is moderate. And it was really cool to be like, great, that's a no for me.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not going to try to fit that square in a round hole or whatever.
Well, the only person who, I'm not compromising.
No.
On what I know I need and want. And that is a compromise to me. So,
yeah.
It was exciting a little bit being able to know what I'm looking for now and what I want. Because, like, old Jesse's like, okay, like,
yeah,
well, maybe if he's great, whatever. It's like I'm starting to justify. Well,
and also times are a little different. I feel like.
Here's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
For matchmakers is I'm like, I think now that I'm thinking about it, it's like. I wonder if their clientele is a lot of.
Yeah. More moderate. You know, more
I really wonder.
Because it's so expensive.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, I have yet to go on a date, so I can't speak to that. Could you imagine if I paid for 12 matches?
No.
We can't find one.
yet.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know. I just wonder, like, and that's why also fucking you paid for 6 and it's like, this is what I want. Find it.
Yeah.
I'm paying you to find
true.
It.
That's true.
I won't be making any compromises.
I know. I still haven't heard about that. The one that I had been vetted for before.
Right.
I need to follow up. I mean,
whatever.
Turns out probably not, but I'm just like, what was it? You know?
Does that count as yours if it's
I know,
theirs?
That's a good career. I don't know.
I would be like.
It's theirs.
Yeah, it's theirs. I don't want this account as mine.
No.
No way. My answer is no.
I don't know. I do need to follow up with her, but anyhow, yeah.
Yeah. That's
so
interesting.
You had the vetted call. I think that is a curious thing because that's
also. That's a curious thing.
That's a deal breaker for me as well.
Yeah, it's cool to have deal breakers and it's cool to kind of be able to walk away.
Yeah. It was interesting because when you called me right after and I was like so excited that it went that way, which is very strange. But I think it was just because it was a we're not settling or changing our ideas or what. Yeah, it just felt
right.
I was happy for you.
See, it's different
sense.
Than the way I reacted last night, right? Because at that point, I was like, I'm not disappointed. I'm excited. I have standards.
Right. But you
last
didn't know
night,
that person.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You
but
hadn't
I guess
been
it's,
texting with them and like creating a narrative already.
Yeah, creating hope.
Right. Exactly.
Creating a lot of hope. And maybe it's like, it's that same thing that like hope is even earned, you know?
Yeah.
I'm so creative. It's not fair. The amount of like things I'm creating in my mind from this person, which is who's done nothing.
Who's done nothing.
Who's
merely
asked a few questions and some follow ups, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, well, he's curious. He loves me.
He loves me.
So I don't know. But yeah, that was just a nice moment.
It's a different,
where
it's
nice to go. I'm not going to waste my time.
Yeah. I mean, the vetting call was much more of like, what are your deal breakers and what are you excited about? Like versus, hey, we're pretty much on the same page. So let's give this a go. Like that's,
let
there's
me
definitely
tell you
more
about
invested.
My client, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was also cool because I think that sometimes when you're having that interview process, you can fall into the trap of being like, I wonder what they want to hear. And I was very much like, I don't care what they want to hear. I'm going to be so me and answer for me. Absolutely. And if that doesn't fit that person, great.
Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't waste time.
Yeah. So that was, that was nice.
So mark that off.
Mark that off, honey.
Mark it off. Well, I want to say, we did this the first week and we haven't done it again, but I want to, I want to say.
Yeah.
The, like, catching love, seeing love out in the wild. I want to just say that I witnessed love from my friend.
Oh.
Not you. No, I'm just kidding. It was you.
Oh.
When you came over to help me work through my organization of stuff. So I thank you for that. That was love.
That was my pleasure.
Yes, absolutely.
That was easy to do and fun.
Yes.
Did I witness love? I mean, I obviously felt love from you when I was sick.
Wow.
And you were the only person who, you know, really showed up and yeah, I think I also, when I'm sick, I'm searching for love. Like I feel kind of help
and support and unconditional. And you don't want to
feel, yeah, you don't want to feel like you're in a weird bubble where it's like, I can't touch you. You're just like,
I know.
So that was, I mean, that obviously that really meant a lot to me. And did make me feel very, very loved.
Well, I know you'd do the same for May.
I would.
The only hesitation is that you would have to travel.
And I would take a car. But I would do it, you know?
No, for sure. I love it. Okay, so this next week you have a date with Mr. August.
Right.
I'm already calling him Mr. August.
Right, Mr. August.
So we remember. That's exciting. Yeah,
and then did I tell you about...
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
This guy from Field that checked up on me almost every day when I was sick.
Okay. What?
But I think, again, I have now different... I have to kind of get myself in check. Because when I'm sick, I think, again... I am searching for love and somebody loving me.
Exactly.
And I think I projected that onto him, even though I'm like, Jesse, what is it that's going on here? Wait,
who was this and why and how? What?
He was kind of nondescript. Like, I met him probably early January.
Okay.
He came over. Like, one time we met up, I was like, he's cute for sure. Very cute, very nice. The hookup was okay.
Okay.
Like, he's the guy who actually was like, my body wakes up at 5 a.m. And I was like, interesting. Okay. And then, you know, when he's asked to come over since then, I've been like, well, I've been saying no, essentially, if he can't come over for a long amount. I'm like, I'm not doing a 2-hour hangout. So, unfortunately, that's just not who I am.
Yeah.
So... But then he was checking up on me or whatever when I was sick. And now I forget if our plans are. I don't really know what it is. I think that he was like going to cook dinner, which is nice. But I'm very much like, where are we? What's happening?
What's happening?
What am I doing with this?
Yeah.
It feels very. I'm questioning.
Like, is he someone you'd actually want to go on a date with?
Here's the thing. The first time we hung out, I can't call it a date because it wasn't.
No, it was Field. So,
so
that's
now
the question.
Is it
like,
a date or what is it? It's. I just think it's.
Yeah.
But I guess I also like the idea of, you know, old Jesse is like, define it. Define it before you even go over and lay down the ground rules and take sex off the table.
Right,
and
right.
Like, you know, old Jesse wants to like figure out. And I'm new.
Which
Jesse's like,
is
just.
It?
Feel what's going on, like just be in the moment and then decide. It's like the first time I'm gonna meet him a little bit again. It's like, right. I don't.
Well, the question is, do you want to know more about him and do you want to spend more time with him?
Right. I think that what was interesting about when I was sick, it's like, and every day him just being like, how's it going, are you alive, like, and you know, for a long time it's like, we didn't talk about anything.
Yeah.
Kind of sad. When you're sick,
no,
don't,
God,
you
da- no.
don't you dare ask me what I'm wearing. Because
no.
I'm in 2-week-old pajamas and I'm fully dead.
You
and
don't
stuck
want
to
know.
Yeah, like you don't feel sexy. That it never went that way. At one point he said when we were like talking, like it's funny when you think about how we met and the way or something about the way the conversation with and I said something like, well, I think I'm just being me. It doesn't really matter where we met.
Look at that.
Like either that or if you're going to if you want to sext, don't I can't.
Different.
Currently, yeah. I can't check in, you know, in Feb.
Right.
Which I think just from there, it just hasn't been as it's just been interesting. Like I haven't had someone who kind of checks in or texts every day just in a very long time.
Besides me.
Since. Yeah. since you or since Mr. August.
Ah, yeah.
Like Mr. August was like that type of guy who like every day
checking
like remembered when you had a meeting or like I remember I was texting him all in Nashville.
Yeah.
Or
oh,
was
that
it
was
or Austin?
Austin. Cuz that was
that August?
We went to yeah, we went to Nashville in May.
Okay, where were we in July? Was it
Austin?
So, yeah, in Austin, I just remember, like, we were texting every day.
Yeah.
And I was like, the you know, it just, it's that type of energy that you're like, okay, what is happening?
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's just, it, yeah, it comes down to if you are actually excited to, like, spend more time with him.
But that's the thing. It's
unless
like,
you
I think
just
want to
hook up.
I'm just meeting him again for the first time, kind of like,
yeah.
And then, but I don't know about, it's very weird. I
well,
think
you don't
I'm
have to decide before, right?
Well, that's the main old Jesse thing that I'm trying to do, which is like, just be present and see how you feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Before you would definitely want to know, am I going to have sex with him?
Or just like, sorry, what is it you're looking for?
Right.
Like, what? Before we do this or before we do that, or I can't move you from one category to another because I see you this way. I'm like,
right.
Or just be like, maybe
yeah.
just I'm trying to give myself that option.
Yeah. And you can make decisions in real time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
wait, when are you seeing him this week?
Yeah.
She's back. Listen, everybody. Listen, she will die for 2 weeks, and then
yeah.
she's back with 3 dates in a week.
Listen,
excuse
well, in
me.
My defense, in uh-huh. my defense, the other two were like gonna be before that. So
sure,
those,
sure,
they've
sure,
just
sure,
been
sure,
hanging
sure, sure,
on to
sure,
Stephen
sure.
Well.
Waste no time. We are back.
And yeah, your girl's back, and I mean, when someone says they're gonna cook me dinner, I say when. You know, I'm like, how
hot? But then you also say, do I want them?
Yep.
Well, yeah. It's been a while. It's been a while since someone's cooked me dinner.
I feel like therapist was the last one.
And he technically didn't cook me dinner. He was like, we're going to cook together. And then it became, I was like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
Like, actually, the last time, I don't even remember if we had a podcast then, but I think that was when I met this guy in real life, like at a bar. And then for the second or third date, he cooked me dinner with marijuana. So, and I was higher than I'd ever been in my life.
I forgot about that. Yes.
I was so high. And we ended up watching a dinner of edibles, which means, and then we ended up sitting next to each other platonically watching, the O.J. Simpson like dramatic reenactment, 8 episodes till 4 a.m. that was the last time a guy cooked me dinner, I think.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Bagel cooked me dinner.
Well, that's true. You made bagels together.
Yeah, right. That was like his thing. And I was that's why I was shocked and impressed every time.
Right. But I also don't count that in the same category because that was like a different time, different place.
Yeah. It really
was. You didn't really want to go out to eat.
Right.
It's like now we're back in somewhat of a semblance.
I mean, do I highly recommend every guy make salad dressing and then do that shaking thing? Because that was the moment I said, I'm about to pounce on him.
Only if you don't have the everything else jiggling at the same time.
Listen, he knew what he was doing.
He knew
I
what
told
he was
you.
Doing. He's not. He was not.
His
dumb.
Arms were jacked. When he did that, I said, I need to sit.
Who needs to eat?
And you can just put that on your body. I'll lick it off, sir.
Right now, sir.
That was date 15 when we were maybe going to kiss for the first time. And I was like,
oh, yeah, that was. Ugh.
That was a lot for me.
That was
even
a lot.
Though
that was a lot. Pandemic dating. Early I pandemic dating.
Very early.
Very early.
It was, you know, mission was get Jesse out of the house.
Get Jesse out of the house.
Get Jesse somewhere else, anywhere else,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
And but yeah, so that's what
that.
I have this
okay,
week. We'll see how it goes.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. I feel like after I had a little bit of a revelation last night with the 610 thing and the like what's going on. So I feel like I've turned a bit of a corner. I do like my libido died again.
I hear you.
So it's like it's back a little bit. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'll get back on some apps for
which
activity.
Apps?
Well, I'd like to say Field, but I also am like, maybe Hinge. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the question is, I guess, what is it you're
what
looking for?
What is it?
You're looking
I
for.
Am excited. I would be happy. I mean, this whole matchmaking thing is like, no, I think I want to date, you know?
So then that
did
makes
I
me think.
Did I think I'd already have a date by now? Absolutely.
Well, we all did. But January is a hard month.
January is a hard month. Thank you for knowing. So
here's the thing. I'd rather you wait for the right person, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care how long it takes them.
For
it's going to be somebody
good. I don't think
but,
I could still, like, if I have the energy... If I want to,
yeah,
I could still chat.
Why not get on Hinge? I think.
Why not?
Just to see if you can connect. And by the way, remember on Hinge, you can connect quickly and pretty soon be like, hey, would you want to meet up for a drink?
No, I know. I know.
No one needs to talk for that long. Or you can.
I'm wondering if I need a physical connection. I'm wondering if I need like a makeup. Because that's something I'm also trying to work on.
Yeah.
Is like. Not like just making out, like
absolutely
honey. Not I know, which is so funny.
It is funny.
It's
well,
so
listen.
Funny because I never understood it, so now I'm just trying to slow shit down.
I love that.
And so but I also don't know if I want to have a hookup just to kind of satiate this physical negativity that I have right now, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying
I think it depends because I don't think a hookup is ever going to change the negative. Like,
it can for a brief amount of time. But the problem is, if my point is, if I'm doing the hookup, the concern is that I'm not doing the hookup to get positive affirmations.
Right.
Because if that's the case, then I'll go ahead and just have sex with someone, even if I don't want to, because they'll be thankful and like me. So So I've just got to kind of keep tabs on that.
I think that's a good idea.
Indeed.
Watch it.
Hey.
Watch it. See what you want.
Hey.
Stop it.
Watch it.
Get out of here.
That. All right. Too. Well, big week ahead for you.
Big week ahead. Your girl's swinging and swanging.
She's back. She back.
She back.
She's on the town looking at tea houses and dating.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's been by herself for a solid. She's ready to say
almost
hey!
3 weeks. Yeah.
It's
indeed.
Been too much.
Well, okay.
You know? Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Until we get the updates from all these dates, the question remains.
Right.
Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But until we fully just love ourselves, like, we're not going to find someone who loves us as much.
You heard it.
And fuck love bombing.
Fuck love bombing.
Fuck you
Bullshit.
Guys.
Bullshit.